Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Feel good this winter by getting the flu vaccine at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, during the summer, author and journalist Cathy Donaghy joined us regularly to talk about embracing nature in everyday life. And heading into autumn, we're going to continue that journey and open your eyes to the wonders of nature that are right under your nose, in your neighbourhood, in your town, maybe even around your house. And today, Cathy is here to talk about something that really defines this time of the year in Ireland, the humble blackberry. Good morning, Cathy.
Good morning, Claire.
So we have a lovely bounty around the place now when it comes to blackberries. But for people who mightn't be used to picking them, how do you know they're ready to go into the bucket to bring home?
Well, you know, Claire, this year, I've never seen a year like it. And I take my lead from my mother, who's something of a blackberry diviner. And she's never seen a year like it. I don't know whether it was the weather, just these last couple of weeks have been just beautiful September sunshine with sea breezes. So the blackberries are perfect just now. And what's even more interesting is that there are loads of new ones still to come and still to ripen. So if we get some decent weather over the next few weeks, the next couple of weeks, we'll see even more. I suppose it's pretty simple. You just go and find some lovely brambles or briars, and just get out of the car, have a look in the ditches. They're everywhere at this time of year. I met a man out for a walk over the shore the other day, and he had a plastic bag, just a plastic bag, and it was full of blackberries. And I asked him what he was going to do, and he said he was taking them home to make some jam. I suppose, you know, just look high and low. If you don't know, you know, what you're looking for, you know, blackberries are pretty obvious. We don't have to be an expert. There's lots of different varieties, but I mean, they're easy to identify. There's this beautiful blackberry, shiny and resplendent and juicy. And if you want to know when to pick it, I think just if it easily comes off the bush and it's plump to pick, jet black is what you're looking for. So you're not, you don't want it to squish in your hand. If it does, kind of leave it be, but you want it to just come easily off the plant and then just put it in your jug or your little container. And I was out the other day for a little while with my mother, and we were only out a few minutes, and we just came across, I would say, a clutch of blackberries. And within minutes, we had the containers that we had with us almost full.
Lovely.
So
and then
just
a
great time.
Do you go home then, Cathy, and freeze those straight away? Because I know last year when we went blackberry picking, we got a great crop as well, and we just kept them in the freezer, and it was so nice to go back in November or January and take them out.
Yeah, that's the thing about it, Claire. It's actually what's beautiful about it, what I love about the blackberries, is that you can kind of have this reminder of late summer, as Seamus Heaney says, like thickened wine, summer's blood was in it. And you can, you know, you can pull these absolutely gorgeous crops from your freezer, you know, in the dead of winter, and imagine that the summer sun was shining on these, and when you're eating them, it just brings you back to that time of ripeness in the middle of winter. It really does you good. Plus, you've got all the lovely antioxidants and vitamin C that they contain as well. You know, I'm not a baker. So, I mean, I'm sure lots of people try their, you know, their crumbles or their cobblers. But I have actually this year gone mad altogether. I have made jam. I have poached them. I have frozen them and put them into bags. And apparently what there's a lovely idea I came across, that if you freeze the fruit after you've washed it and you put them in little bags, then you can take those out and use them as ice in your drinks, or, you know, just cool your drinks instead of the ice.
And listen, will you tell me a little bit about your jam now? How did that go for you? Mm-hmm. Because if you're new to jam, it can be trickier than you might think.
You know what, Claire? I'm new to jam, but I pulled out a recipe book the other day, and this was really straightforward. It was pretty much the same weight of blackberries as sugar. I used a lovely dark sugar, like a rich brown sugar. I put them on a low heat in a deep pan. I let the sugar dissolve. I put in a little bit of lemon juice, and I put in a little, I'd say a tablespoon or more of whiskey, and I just boiled it hard then, I would say, for 10 minutes. And I was wondering about the setting point of jam. So basically, this is really easy. You just take a cold plate, you take a little spoonful of your mixture, and if it sort of sets on the plate, you know it's ready. Now, I have beautiful jars of jam, and a friend came around to my house last night, and I was able to send her home with a beautiful jar of jam.
That's lovely, isn't it?
So, you know, it's actually just so simple, but so thoughtful, I think, and so beautiful. And you really appreciate something that someone has made the effort and time to make, and these beautiful summer berries, you know, there's just nothing better.
Well, listen, we're going to keep in touch with you, Cathy, because it's always good to have you on to remind us what we should be looking out for, what we should be looking out for in our busy lives, nature all around us doing its thing. Cathy Donaghy, author and journalist, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. In the headlines, a global effort to assist stricken Libya has gathered pace after a tsunami-like flood killed nearly 4,000 people and left thousands missing. And that's it for today. Thank you very much for listening. You can catch up on anything you might have missed on the show on the RTE Radio app. The programme was produced by Penny Hart, researched by Emma Cawley, our broadcast coordinator Michelle Gibson, and on sound was James Feeney. Now it's over to Louise.